Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, 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 here we are again, another round with Wojo. This is round two, and they really don't need any introduction this time. They're my favorite worm boys of all time, and by worm boys, I mean guys that go deep into the wormhole of the internet and come up with all sorts of bizarre things and opinions. It's Evan Jenkins, also known as the worm master. I'm sorry, and, the webmaster.
And the king of the kissing cup. Let's not forget
king
that, as
of the
explained
kissing
last
cup.
Time, the king of the kissing cup.
Now, Evan, please update us if your family is still intact. Last week, he revealed on the Another Round with Wojo that he saw his mother's dirty panties hanging over the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
Anything come out of that? Is that going to come up at the Thanksgiving meal now or what?
If I brought it up, sure. My dad completely agreed. He's like, yeah, she needs to clean the door or close the door when she's taking a dump. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Never a good place to bring up mom's dirty panties over food. There might be a better forum.
Wait,
there is
a good place to bring that up?
Well, maybe a less awful place than the Thanksgiving dinner table.
And you know
table.
What? This is the only time I'm going to take charge of this thing. I'm going to cut off the mom's panty talk today. Right here and right now.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
That's over with.
Yeah.
And that other voice there, that's they call him the Birchy Kid. Will Constable Johansson Birchfield III, I believe. I got that
like
right.
That, yeah.
Yes. And he is the writer for CBS 97.1 theticket.com. So he's not normally a big blabbermouth like we are. So his opinions come left field, right field, from all out of places. But now, Evan. You're Evan. You're Will.
Yeah.
Birchy.
What's up?
You were down at the Indy 500 this week.
Correct.
Drinking some Bud Lights. And we were sitting here before we started because we kind of like the melding of two different worlds. You've got the anal retentive sports world where, you know, like, how's your Cosi and your Babip in baseball? And Birchie's a big hockey kid, and he's looking at all the Cosis. You see what the Penguins went 37 minutes
it's
without a shot.
It's actually Corsi, but I'll have you know.
Oh, Cosi is like that dessert place, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
So he'll break down how the Penguins won without having a shot for 37 minutes. But we want to meld that with the ancillary items related to sports, and i.e. going to sporting events, getting loaded.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, and hopefully I'm not, you went to the Indy 500 this week.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that like the purpose of attending a sports game is to get loaded? I mean, isn't that really
what you're
doing?
Well, yeah, unless you're working.
But yeah, well, of course.
My sources tell me you went to the Indy 500 this weekend. It did not see any bare boobs.
I did not see a single breast. Not
that's a
one.
Lie. That's a lie.
Not one single breast.
That's a lie.
I saw his Instagram photo. He took a photo with a guy taking a.
Yeah,
no.
I saw plenty of male breasts. I mean, I saw enough male breasts to last me for the next year. In fact, I was surrounded by male breasts all weekend. Everyone's got their shirts off. Every guy does.
Right, but the women. That's more Daytona. Maybe that's more the Daytona 500.
Mardi Gras like that.
Yeah.
How bad did it smell with that guy taking?
Oh my God!
You know, not that bad to be honest. It really maybe.
He's a big guy.
Oh no,
wait, somebody you know?
No, just some random guy I met on Saturday was happily taking a dump with a porta potty door wide open. And I thought to get a nice photo with this fine gentleman.
Thumbs up.
Because who wants to close the porta potty door and entrap that smell?
Right, and then you miss out on maybe all the fun stuff going on outside the porta potty door.
Observing.
So you wanted to, you know, stay involved in the scene. I respect it. So he had his right hand cupping his groin area, and then everything else
is
was
going.
Just out and flaunting.
Okay, this is, what are we, 5 minutes? This is the second time in another round with Wojo where I'm going to try to stray us away.
Yeah, please do.
From
it's always my fault.
From dirty topics. Not dirty, but I mean, not dirty, but like, ugh, dirty.
Yeah, it was dirty.
Yeah, so Will was at the Indy 500. His hearing is just coming back. Evan went to the took your babe to the Tigers White Sox.
Actually, the babe took me
in Chicago. Okay.
She took me.
All right, then.
And he has so far denied reports of an engagement. He also then added that even if it did happen, he would deny it anyway. So there's no way of knowing whether or not our man, the king of the kissing cup, may have tied the knot over the weekend.
Well, see, this is engaged. Nope. Okay, did not. But this is where I find this interesting. Now, the Burchy kid didn't dare, because you didn't take your woman to the Indy 500, did you?
No.
But Evan, and this is where you have to be careful, where sports and women, do they mix or not?
No.
Like, you went to the game together.
Yes.
But I guess you got called out for something.
Well, that actually happened yesterday during a little barbecue for the Memorial Day.
Okay.
We went to the Tiger game Friday, and there was three females that went with us.
She knows baseball, though, right? She didn't ask you all sorts
of questions. She understands that there's a ball being thrown and there's a bat that hits it, right? But she likes the game. And they left because it was too cold, even though it was for her father's birthday.
All right.
It was a little cold. But then yesterday, the Tigers were playing the Kansas City Royals.
Sure, big game.
Who play out of Kansas City, Missouri, right? Not Kansas City, Kansas.
No, there is a Kansas City, Kansas.
Understood, but they play out of Missouri. And I had to explain that.
Oh, boy.
But this is where things went really bad for me.
Oh, boy.
If you have an iPhone.
Yeah. Oh, I have one.
And
right here.
You're looking through the internet.
Yeah.
There is a way that you can clear your search history.
Yeah, you probably have to do that like every 5 minutes, don't you?
I should be doing that, but I didn't. Okay.
Rookie mistake, man. For someone like you, I would think you're on that like 24/7. Yeah. You should know better leave your history up.
A lot of people don't like finger my phone, so I don't need to do that.
All right.
And here's what happened. I showed her. I'm like, look, it's Missouri, not Kansas.
Right. She wouldn't take your word for it.
No, I had to be right once in my life.
Mm.
Ended up being really wrong, because as she's clicking back, it then goes to me looking up new WWE divas.
Oh, she goes back in the search history, WWE divas.
Yes, like wrestling girls naked.
Right.
Oh. Somehow I was looking up a wrestler. I wanted to see what her real name was. Found out about that page. And then she went a little bit further back, and she's like, college fest, Evan? Really? And I'm like, I don't know. It just happened. Like, I don't know how to get out of that.
Was that a sports research topic of some sort for the ticket?
I was thinking if I went back to college, where would I want to go? So I was doing my research there.
Mm-hmm.
Based on parties, right?
Did you find a conclusion?
Yeah.
Yeah. West Coast, that's where to go.
Yeah,
West
man, Coast. Arizona State is notorious when it comes to
the Or the West Coast
the
of Michigan, Western Michigan.
Just West
Either
of
one.
Here.
Right, right.
Either one works.
And she found that, and I'm not going to be able to live it down. I'm not saying she was totally pissed.
You know, I was going to ask you, what kind of porn would she had to have seen to be, like, really pissed?
Oh, yeah.
Bestiality or something.
Right, like animal porn.
Dwarfs.
Dwarfs, like a bunch of dwarf dudes, like with that probably,
fat on fat.
That probably would have
like
would
big
have
guys,
set her off.
And big girls.
Those things exist.
Oh, you name it. There's
we
a porn
talked about
for
it last. Podcast,
I know. Okay,
man.
For those who don't know, I come in here innocently to the ticket, and these two, because if you start looking for legitimate stuff on the internet, it can lead to
anything.
Illegitimate stuff eventually.
And so I'm definitely in the wrong, right?
Well,
not
you
really.
Were doing research. Kind
no,
of
I mean,
not.
It was
so,
an honest mistake.
How do you deny it? No, it wasn't me.
That was Burchy. He was on my phone.
Yeah.
Totally his fault.
No, it was my boss. He needed to look it up, and he's got kids, so I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure we're not to send his kids to school.
Right.
Okay.
So I don't think she was mad, but not like, I'm not going to talk to you mad.
Oh.
But this is something I'm never going to live down.
Mm-mm.
And
she's just not going to engage in college fest with you.
No, definitely not. And so it's going to be.
So there's no like potential movie night coming up where you and her make some popcorn, sit down, and watch college fest
well,
together.
Well, there's
maybe
gonna,
not.
There's, okay.
That's not in the card somewhere.
There's going to be a movie night.
My friends that I know have girlfriends for a long time. A lot of them watch porn together to. For inspiration, for new ideas,
well,
for,
here's the deal.
For stuff to
for
try
new
out.
How many new ideas are there
Dude,
left to be discovered?
You'd be surprised.
I don't want her watching the porn because I'm never going to live up to what she's going to say.
That's true.
Ever.
That's true.
Right.
And I'm not selling myself short. It's just a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Okay, but who is a harder ideal to lead up to? no pun intended, a guy from the porn ideal. But a woman, they've got to have the gigantic, you know, and everything else.
No, it's the fatty boobs are not the big deal in porn anymore. It's the fatty ass. Nice thighs.
Oh, thanks to the Kardashians.
Yes.
Yeah.
The big boobs are out.
Those are out.
Boobs are out.
There's also the issue of, like, every male porn star can just, like, pound away for 45 minutes end. I mean, what kind of unrealistic bar are we trying to set here? That's just not fair.
Like, to 5 minutes, start to end? I'm a superstar.
No, no. That includes dinner, driving to the restaurant, driving home.
You get out of the car. Right. You talk for a little
bit. That's part of the 45 minutes.
Yeah. A little sumo action. Maybe the bar.
Now, oddly enough, with Evan and Birchie here, it's straight a little bit off topic here. I think we were going with sports and women.
Yes.
And the collision that it takes, right?
Well, they go hand in hand, if you ask me.
See, I don't think they do.
No, because Birchie just about broke up with his wonderful new
friend.
That's a girl.
We'll leave it at that.
That happens to be a female.
Correct. Right? Just a friend, yeah.
Yes.
Almost ended it based on her innocent or not so innocent text.
She jinxed the Rangers. So I'm watching the Rangers game.
New York Rangers.
Yes. This is game 5 against Ottawa in the second round of the playoffs, and we're in OT, and she sends me this needless text just to say, hey, I know you're watching the game, but like I just wanted to check in, and we're in OT, I kid you not, 2 minutes later, Ottawa scores, game over, basically series over. There's a clear correlation there from the point she texted me to Ottawa scoring, and I can't stand for that.
So she texted you. You didn't respond yet. You were just sort of stewing because she just texted me during the damn overtime of the Rangers in the playoffs.
And then
after it was over, you called her and laid down the law?
I saw her that night, and I explained to her that I was convinced she jinxed my team and that that sort of behavior was not going to be allowed.
So wrong.
No, women don't get that sometimes.
No,
they don't
so
get that.
Wrong.
You think I'm wrong?
I think the power of the P is more powerful than any sporting event, and you should always choose that over the sporting event, especially with the DVR. He could have stayed in the dark, hung out, had a great time, moved on.
You have to watch your team live. Yeah,
you have to watch your team live.
Here is why my point is valid.
Mm.
What Super Bowl was it when Janet Jackson decided to throw
out the boot? Yeah.
Okay. So there was a girl that was very attractive, and I chose to hang out with her and sit there and watch her do laundry in a laundromat while that was going on. So I missed it.
Your team wasn't playing.
It was the Super Bowl. Everybody watches it. People without TVs watch it.
Was she cleaning your mom's bloomers at the time?
Yes, basically. I chose woman over sport. And that should always be.
No, I would not agree with that. Not in that case. No chance.
You're only half of a dude.
You put your sports teams first. Everything else falls into line behind.
This is where people look. Evan's what? You're mid 30s.
33. Strange 33, over sport.
And Birchie's 25. And I think the younger kids, the millennial types, I guess
you're 24.
No.
24.
And I am 25. Yeah, I turned 25 a couple weeks ago.
Try to keep up.
I had to have been in my young 20s when that Super Bowl happened.
Yeah,
and I chose strange over sport.
Yeah,
and
but again, it wasn't your team playing. If that was the Lions in the big game, theoretically, if it was the Lions in that game, you still would have chose the girl over the game.
Yes.
I have a hard time believing that.
We have a DVR now. You can watch it whenever.
I'm siding with the Alberta game.
Thanks, Woji. Well,
my favorite team is Michigan State. What do I do? Always. What do I do, Will?
I
record the game. And I'll start it once the second half starts.
But that's to avoid commercials, not because you're going to get laid.
Were you hanging out with the chick when Michigan had trouble with the snap against your Spartans?
I was actually with
because
the
lovely from what I understand,
Ashley.
Then you had trouble with the snap later that night. From what I understand,
I did hear about that.
Hello.
Yeah.
Now the other topic I want to bring up today on another round. And by the way, since we're on the second round with Wojo, second round. Starting to slur our words just a little bit.
Oh, just a little.
Yes, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, over the weekend, two things emerged. And tell me, who looked worse, more unhinged, and dead tired? The Tigers or Tiger? Because Tiger Woods pulled over for the pill thing, and the mugshot shows him. And I swear, if you took the mugshot of the Tigers at the end of the series in Chicago, they were all probably the same way. Their hair right. kind of stick
sunken eyes.
So tiring.
Right.
Here's my rant, and you guys can tell me what you think. This was the most annoying weekend series I've seen the Tigers play in forever. They struck out against shitty pitchers for the White Sox 49 times in four games.
47.
Whatever
49.
It was. I thought it was 49.
49, yeah.
Most since 1913. Now, they did win one
in a four-game series.
In a four-game series. And then they did come back nicely and beat Kansas City Monday night. But I could not go 3 minutes without either hearing, reading, or seeing on Twitter about they're so tired. You know, they got in so late, and they're really tired. And they... This is my suggestion. Then forfeit a game. Just go ahead and forfeit. Go back to the hotel. Get caught up on rest and start over.
Right. Could you do that?
I would. I would have forfeited one of those games if they were so damn tired. And then start over. Now, there are some legitimate aspects of this. You can. Their travel was brutal. They've been on the road a lot. Mm-hmm. But my question is this. Is this as irritating as the Tigers have been in a while?
Evan, you bring better perspective to that question than I do. I'll let you start.
I'm a Tiger homer, and I love the Tigers. Will knows. Anytime he writes something negative, I'm like, well, I don't know. That's completely true.
It was a right move.
I'm kind of on board with the Tiger Tigers.
Oh, you think that's legit? Okay, yeah. I'm sure it's legit, but you can't make a big deal out of it because then it allows them to act that way.
Imagine you haven't slept for a few days or haven't gotten the best sleep, right?
I haven't gotten my normal
I can relate to this. I can empathize totally. I slept in the back of my car for 3 days this weekend, and I feel exhausted today. If I was asked to go hit some line drive today, I'm hitting dribblers all day.
Would you be able to hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball today?
Wait.
If I could have with the proper sleep?
Yes.
No, I'm just...
He slept in the back of his car for 3 days. The Tigers only got a few slightly
you
less...
You don't know
at
that.
A five-star hotel.
Miggy might be hanging
been a four-star.
Hotel in a room.
Might have been a four-star
been
hotel.
A four-star
might have had dirty sheets.
And there might have been an ice machine right by the door, by the elevator there. Keeping them up. I understand that.
Maybe there was a party by the hotel rooms.
Perhaps there was.
Super, we'll never know.
Maybe people were watching college... Fest. Who knows?
Okay, so there's a tiny bit of legitimacy, but this is where Brad Ausmus, I don't know if he's the manager who's somewhat under fire with the Tigers, who he needs to shut that down and don't let it be a topic.
Because it's legitimate. It's legitimate.
But here's
that
where,
causes 49 strikeouts in four
here's
games.
Here's where I agree with that is you're letting that become a crutch for the team.
Yes.
And then it
Thank
plays
you.
Into this like hey, defeatist
trust
mentality.
Trust me, I know crutches.
And you don't. I don't think we should endorse it too much because at some point the team embraces the fact that odds are against us.
We just
got to
get
rally.
Through this.
Right. Yeah.
We just
got
to get through
the
this.
The fellas lawn. Got some sleep. Bam, 10 runs.
Yeah.
Who's wrong? Who's right?
Well, coming up this week after they finish Kansas City, coming home, a full day off on Thursday.
That's right.
And then the Palos come to town. They better win the series against Chicago this weekend. I'm going to go 12-3, 13-2. 11-4.
No, now, if they do that, then you then have to apologize for doubting them.
I did.
Because if they get good sleep and come out like gangbusters, you owe them an apology.
Can we fluff the pillow for you? Whatever it takes.
They're winning seven out of the next 10.
They should do much
That's
better.
That's a bold prediction, though, Evan. Yeah. Just going seven.
Evan's like, they're
going to
win eight of their next 15.
Right, yeah.
I guarantee
you. No, I gave it a 700%. I mean, come on.
Over a 10-game stretch, though. I'm not saying much.
Well, you got to take it in stride. Everybody's like, they're only two wins in their last nine games. That's unacceptable.
It is unacceptable.
The Central sucks. They suck so bad.
No, let's
be
clear.
Every team, the Twins
are not out of it yet.
No. Mm-mm.
So from the dead, tired Tigers to the dead, tired Tiger. And I must admit, I do actually have some sympathy for Tiger Woods. Just I know he's brought it on himself, whatever.
Sympathy for the guy who's sleeping in his Mercedes, but not the guy who's sleeping on a cot in a weird hotel.
Evan fell asleep. I mean, Bertrand fell asleep in the back of his Mercedes. But the photo with his all disheveled and it turns out to be pills.
You see SportsCenter?
Vicodin. Yes.
Photoshopped his hair.
ESPN took the fuzz out of his hair to make him look better. But this is the perfect way to wrap this up, round two, with Wojo, Birchie, and Evan, okay? The the collision of women in sports. So here's Tiger Woods, rock bottom, right? Pulled over, he's asleep. He thought he was in California. Mm-hmm. The police are like, "Oh, did you hear?" The police asked him, "Can you recite the alphabet backwards?" And he couldn't do it.
But no one can do that. I've never thought that's a fair baseline.
His response was the national anthem backwards.
I can do the national anthem backwards. I swear. No, the alphabet backwards is hard.
It's impossible.
You know what else is hard? And I've heard they do this. They ask you to count from 61 to 69.
Mm-hmm.
And, and everyone goes 61 to 68, 69, 70, 71, 72. That's supposedly how they catch you.
Here's the issue with asking a potentially drunk person to recite the alphabet backwards. You're probably more inclined and able to do that if you are wasted. So to think that it's going to prove who isn't is really, really bad reasoning.
Well, the scuttlebutt that I heard is that they do it, the cops, that is, they say, "Can you do that?" And most people are like, "I can't do that sober." And they're like, "Oh, oh, so you are admitting that you're
But no,
right.
You guys are right. Think about it. Z, Y, X,
W.
No, that's really hard.
It's impossible.
You got to sing the song backwards, the alphabet song.
How jacked up was that guy, though? Man, his eyes.
Poor thing. Poor thing.
And then some pills I've never even heard of.
Wait, Ambien, too?
I did not see the ambient.
Because he does the ambient
sex. He was all kind of CrossFit. He looked like my college roommate, this guy Griffin, dude.
Well, did you see the latest report? This is great. Have you seen the movie Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
And the Quaaludes, where Leo thought he drove home perfect. He's like, I got home great. Right. And they show that, and he's just scraping against everything. I guess his two right tires were flat.
Oh, jeez.
The back of his car, the taillight was busted out, and there was a little damage on the fender. So essentially, he was Leo in the Wolf of Wall Street. If all of those reports are true, and he's like, I got home fine. And then he goes out and looks at the car, and he's like, God.
Yeah, I didn't do anything wrong. And the little psychological thing here, his last big incident where he basically broke up with
Elin
because that was over Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This is over Memorial Day. There's something with people in that situation, whether they're sad, where it during sort of family holiday times.
Right.
Well, to put
a little gas on that fire, too, his old girlfriend, Lindsay Vonn.
This is how we tie it up perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
She dumped him, or they decided to split. Whatever, a couple years ago, within 3 hours, I mean, it was everywhere. You couldn't go anywhere without finding out Tiger Woods had the DUI or was arrested on suspicion of DUI. She then posted a photo on her Instagram in a thong and saying how great life is.
Evan's theory is that Vaughn was stepping on Tiger while he's down. I don't think that was the case. I do think she knew about the news. I just think she was like, my butt looks so freaking good here. I can't wait to post this
photo. How often does she post photos of her butt?
There have been a few photos of her butt.
Because did they break up because he was messing with the pancake waitresses?
No, what they were saying is that their schedules, you know, she's the skier.
Right. They couldn't spend enough time together. There was, scheduling
conflicts.
Okay, this
is what the butt photo says. Thankful for great friends and fun adventures, but keeping my eyes on the horizon. The future is bright. And then, praying hands.
Oh, so she's supporting him.
Not necessarily.
Think?
No, but she was talking about the friend she was with that weekend.
Yeah.
Of whom Tiger wasn't one. So, Evan's theory might have some credence. I think Vaughn may have kind of been sticking it to him.
So she was at the F1 Grand Prix in Monaco.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So full circle, basically what Will was
So
at.
Will hangs up with the shirtless dudes in the porta potties.
Oh, do you want to see the photo right now?
And she's in Monaco at the F1 race.
Yeah, I went to the wrong race, I think.
You got to go to the Daytona 500.
I know, I've heard great things.
That's where tops get popped, and I don't mean Bud Light tops.
Like the three of us go together, we get a little
podcast live
rent
down there.
Rent an RV.
We could podcast from a porta potty.
Yeah.
All three of us inside there.
Ew, you did take a photo of the guy.
That's the one, yeah.
Oh my God.
Did I describe it accurately?
Yeah, okay, listen.
It looks like a big Samoan dude, like a wrestler.
Evan, not only is Evan's...
the dude who offered me unsolicited on that one cab ride. That's for a different time.
Oh, that's for the next.
But
round
three.
That's for the next.
Another round with Wojo. Next round, I have
round three.
An unbelievable
Evan
story.
Was solicited in
first
a cab.
First weekend in Detroit.
Evan, why do I keep calling Evan?
Offer.
Burchie was solicited in the cab. Now, Burchie's photo here, is for those, because this is a
look how many likes that thing got. No, he wants me national news.
Birchie is standing in front of an open porta potty.
There was a little bench there, so I'm sitting down in front of the porta potty.
You're holding up, sort of half heartedly.
Drunk thumbs up. You know, the thumb can't quite totally stand.
And behind you is a big tattooed muscle dude who's also has one thumb up and the other hand over his groinal region. Sitting on the porta potty.
And that's correct.
You know what's great about that photo too?
He knew you were taking the photo.
He was totally down with it. Yeah, he actually went into the porta potty with shorts on and a shirt on, but then he for some reason wanted to take them all off. He's one of those guys who loves taking
out with the shirt on.
Oh, I totally agree. Dumping naked is so much more enjoyable than with your clothes
and
on.
You always gotta do it for
the shower. As a preview of the podcast.
Okay, yeah, we can if we make a.
I'll probably have to blur that guy's face out, but we could make that.
No, we definitely can. Yeah,
if we make a podcast account, that's the first photo going out
and,
for sure.
And here's a good thing about it as well. The first thing that I noticed, not the naked guy, but the fact that Birchie is wearing a collared shirt to the Indy 500.
Yes.
And the reason that makes so much sense is this guy doesn't own jeans.
No, he doesn't.
I do own jorts.
So let's make a clarification. Jorts.
But those aren't jeans.
It looks like he wandered over from the polo match to watch the big fat drunk guy in the porta potty. All right, we will post this with round three. Is that correct?
That's fair. Yeah.
Well, no. We talked about this on this round.
We will have that post when this post goes out on social media.
Okay.
Either I'll do it on my account, King of the KC, or Birchie_Kid, which he probably shouldn't, since he is a serious writer and so are you.
Oh, so am I. That's why I don't
have my account.
Yeah, I'll allow Evan to post that.
And that's why I talked about serious topics.
Yes.
Well, you guys did.
And then we derail you.
Yeah.
Look at this guy, David Hall. See, that's the fun of this podcast is we're going to have random peeps come through.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it'll never be stony.
We'll throw this out there, too. You can respond. Is it on the iTunes or whatever? You can respond.
It will be on iTunes. It just takes a little time for it to get there.
Okay, would we Twitter it out? If you can respond and say, this wasted is the biggest waste of my life, or that was hilarious, or this sucks, or suggestions what you want to hear about.
Yes,
you want to hear about more? I have another dead animal in my house. We can talk about that.
I can talk about how I pissed off my girlfriend this week.
We can get suggestions, solicit people who you want to hear.
Has Will taken anybody's virginity
lately? Yeah,
I haven't ever actually.
Ever?
Never really? Once. No, I don't intend to.
Once you take it, you can't give it back either.
That's true. Yeah, you can't borrow someone's V card.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll give it back in about three years.
I'll give it back to you soon. Just give me a few weeks, but then it's fine.
Yeah. But we will take suggestions on possible guests. I know you guys want to hear from the Angel of the Big House.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, at some point.
Whenever this happens.
We know you want to hear from her too, Bob. Don't act like this is only driven by me and Evan.
We found out a lot of information about her too. A lot of information.
Yeah, I know.
We got the goods.
All right, so check back with us if you want to hear something different. If you just want to say you guys completely suck, or I like you but not you two, or I like you but not the other ones, or whatever. Or if you just want to, whatever. We'll keep doing it and take any solicitations that you have. It's another round with
Careful
Wojo.
Careful what solicitations you accept,
Birchie,
because there's been some sketchy ones in Detroit. I can attest to that.
That will be in the next episode when Birchie, late at night, was solicited as if he was a male prostitute.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's next. On another round with Wojo.
Ha ha ha.